leave.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday. 11 o'clock Eastern, even though some places in the Eastern time zone, it's a little more white than they would want it in April. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. The WatchEveryGame.com box saved my butt last week because Time Warner Cable and me just do not get along. So if you're thinking about paying for that MLB package, stop right there. Go to WatchEveryGame.com. And don't forget what Vicky says, lots of movies. What did I watch this week? I watched a good old The Dirty Dozen. What a great movie. The Dirty Dozen. That's the kind of movie that you got to be in the right mood for. But, you know, we're talking about some serious star power. WatchEveryGame.com. Again, I'm second half Chaz. We got Steve helping on the board today. We got Maggie doing some Twitter stuff. So if you're at SB Weekly, we're going to have some fun with that. And let's see who's in house. Let's see. Ah, Johnny D's in house.
Hey, man, about the movies, check out De Niro's work in Dirty Grandpa. But, hey, I want to warn everybody, I'm a little extra wound up today. I ditched my caretaker, so I'm here all by myself. But, hey, we spent a month on March Madness talking about basketball. Congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats winning the NCAA tournament. I got to tell you, no ands, ifs, or buts about it. It was the greatest tournament ever. The two best teams played in the championship game, and it was the best championship game ever with a buzzer beater. Congratulations to Villanova.
You have said numerous times you felt that a game would go down to the wire. You can't get much wirer than that.
That was pretty exciting. And we had walk-off homers in Major League Baseball and Masters. And
all right, so over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games and as many sports as an hour will handle, and I'm telling you, we are covered. We are going to talk a little bit about last week. Johnny D, you know I was a little giddy. Vicky was couldn't stand to be in the same room with me because the public had given me 10 straight winners. 10 straight winners to start the weekend. I didn't have a loser till Sunday about 5:30. Not even. It was like almost 7. Sunday at 7 o'clock was the first losing ticket I had all weekend. We've got some Masters odds. We're going to talk a little bit more about last week's over in that Jacksonville Sharks LA Kiss game because that was a nice win. We've got Kentucky Derby stuff. If you're at all knowledgeable about ponies, and we speak fluent pony here on this show, you will know that the day is today. Today is the big day. Next week there's a couple. Today there's three. That's 5 prep races. And if your horse is running in these races, and he does well, he, because remember, these are only the boys, is going to Kentucky. We've got some MLB sheets in front of me. UFC is in Croatia. Johnny, have you ever been to Croatia? I know you travel.
I hear it's nice this time of year there, but no,
they may not have snow like they do on the East Coast. We've got some hockey. Not sure if Wes is going to call in. Over there, some NBA, and look at this. The Democratic number. How much you have to bet to win $100 on the Democrats winning the White House continues to go up. It was like 220 when we first started talking about it. Then it went to 280. Now it's at minus 325. So you got to give them $325 if you want to get 100 back. And that would make either Bernie Sanders, because he's catching up, or Hillary Clinton the winner. On the Republican side, if you give them 100, you get back 345. They are plus 245. And who's the top two there? Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Ted Cruz, that's the guy that Tommy likes. We'll talk to him later on in the show. Let's go out to Hector on the phone lines.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Hector.
Hey, cool. I'm with you guys. I totally needed a week to recover from that insane March Madness game. I think it was the best one I've ever seen. If Butler had made that last second 50-footer against Duke, I think that would have gone down as the greatest, but he barely missed it.
Still remember it, though, don't we?
Yeah, it's just a classic. Both of them were classics, but I'm going to throw a little curveball at you guys. I'm going to go with some baseball. Padres, I saw the sheet in Caliente down when I went to see my dad in TJ, and I couldn't believe the number, 75. I know they've won about 75 the last three seasons, but I think they used up all their runs yesterday against Colorado, dude. Those guys, that offense is ridiculously inconsistent. Their pitching staff is now what used to be their best is now mediocre. And, dude, I don't see these guys winning more than 60 games. What do you guys think?
Well, I was in the car listening when they scored the first run of the season, and it was, what, the fourth inning of the fourth game?
A circum 30 innings.
That was a record. You know what? Those record-setting Padres... I would tend to agree with you. You know, when I go down to Caliente, I love the sheets. Remember, the world we live in now, Hector, is really an online world, you know?
Yeah.
But I like having the sheets in my hand. I know the first thing we do when we all get to Vegas on a road trip is Tommy runs to a table somewhere, usually three-card poker, and Johnny goes and gets us all the sheets, and then I go to the bar and I settle in, and we love having those paper sheets. So when I go to Caliente, that's the first thing I do is grab the sheets. But I agree with you. I don't see them even close to 75 wins.
What do you think, Johnny?
Hey, I have to agree with you here. But just so you know, I'm all over baseball. I've got a couple of picks for today's games. I can't wait to talk about the Giants and Dodgers last night. Dave Roberts pulled a rookie pitcher out with a no-hitter going, and the bullpen blew it. And the Giants, Brandon Crawford, walk-off homer in the 10th. But I've got a strong pick on tonight's Dodgers-Giants game later in the show. And an early parlay for you, too, Hector. Pirates and White Sox on the run line, -1.5. That pays about 4-1 on a money line parlay. Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago White Sox, early.
I got to write that one down. Hey, Hector, for this weekend, any action?
I like the Masters. I think Rory's going to pull it off, dude. I think Jordan's looking kind of inconsistent. It's a perfect matchup, the dream matchup that CBS wanted, so, but I'm going to go with Rory.
Well, just so you know, I didn't know there were two Johnsons playing. I'm not sure if I got the right one, but I got a ticket with Dustin Johnson live, and he's in the top 10, so that's all you could ask after a couple days, you know?
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Later. Hey, let's go out. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go out to Ziggy because we haven't talked to Ziggy in a couple weeks, but we're getting real close, Zig. We are getting real close.
Yes, we are, and we're finding out who can go the distance and who can't.
Now, today, I've got three things in front of me. I got the 10th at Keeneland. That goes off at 3 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock Eastern. 6:30 is the Santa Anita 8th, and 5:30. So 5:30, 6, 6:30. Wow. That's
okay.
Bang, bang, bang. You got three races in a row. They're all $1 million. The Wood, the Bluegrass, and the Santa Anita Derby. Talk to us.
Okay. Quickly, I don't have a lot of time today, but... the Wood Memorial, they can keep it. Not even interested in betting it. Down at Keeneland, I think there's enough speed in the race for the three-horse Cherry Wine to be sitting about 6-7 lengths off and be able to pick up the pieces. At the end, I like the 3 with the 5 for the exacta. And out in Santa Anita, I don't even know, but is it raining out there?
As of this morning, it's clear.
It's clear, but I hope... is there any rain in the forecast?
Yeah, you know, it's on and off all weekends. I don't think so.
Listen,
not today.
I hope it pours cats and dogs out there. And in the Santa Anita Derby, I would take, if the track is off, have any moisture in it at all, I would take 3, 6, 9. They all bred to love the off track. And I bet the 9 horse, 30-1 morning line. I hope it goes off 50-60-1. If it's wet.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. We got a couple more next week. You know, okay. I've got to
thanks, man.
I got to give Ziggy a shout out because I remember, I bet the horses these guys talk. That's the thing, Johnny D. I don't have to do any. I created this world of geniuses. You know, the guy we're going to talk to next, hasn't given me a loser since like April of last year. But what happened is Ziggy gave us one of those horses. And the horse had the lead. He was like 92-1. He had the lead for almost three quarters of the race at 92-1. When you see, and you've been to Striders with us downtown, Johnny, they got the horses, they got the numbers, and some of the tracks show the odds. 92 is a great number to see on your horse if he's in front, you know?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. I've been to a lot of support groups, but this is my favorite one, being part of this show.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Okay, so let's go, and I'm going to grab this sheet of paper here because I'm pretty sure this is the one I'm going to need. Wes, let's go out to Wes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So when was it the last time you gave me a loser? Do you remember?
I don't know. It's been a little bit, but I guess
God bless you. Keep going, baby.
He's got a couple of chicken dinners coming his way.
That's right.
I mean, you call me Pete Rose. I feel like it's kind of cheating knowing the Blackhawks, but, you know, as long as we're cashing tickets, it doesn't...
Yeah, and Wes, remember, we've talked about this on the show. It really is the reason... why those early guys in Vegas were so good, because they went to the bus stations and they grabbed all the newspapers and they would get a Chicago paper and they would know what you know. But nowadays, you're absolutely right. And especially, you look at baseball. Hey, I gotta have Maggie take a picture of this sheet. I mean, Wes, I got 17 or 18 sheets of paper in front of me here. It's impossible to be good at everything. Yeah. And so we appreciate your inside information very, very much, especially... The last two times, Wes, I've turned on a game that you had given us. The first score I see was 3-0. In hockey, that's like being up 28-0 in basketball, or I mean baseball,
well,
football, anything.
You know? I was driving, you know, a long road trip when you texted me. You said I need one more for the push, and it wasn't even 30 seconds later. Boom, you got your push.
Yeah, it was. Now I'm gonna interject here. We're running onto a break, so we're gonna tease Wes, because remember, he gave us an over bet that was over with 17 minutes to go in the second period last week.
Yeah.
So when I talk about a guy who hasn't given us a loser, I'm really talking. It's been almost a month since he gave us a hockey bet that hasn't cashed for us. So when we come back from break, we're going to back into to Wes. But I'm telling you right now, chicken dinners is something that we laugh about on the show. It is really, without a doubt, my favorite line. When Vicky hears winner, winner, chicken dinner, she's thinking she's buying some furniture. So when you come back, you're going to hear Wes's winner. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the watcheverygame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at watcheverygame.com and you'll save $50 off of your watcheverygame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Johnny, they can call in. We got that new number. What's that number for them?
858-202-0034. Put it in your speed phone and dial us up. 858-202-0034.
Maggie, what's the Twitter? What's the Twitter handle again?
It's Sports Betting Weekly.
No, that's not the Twitter handle, though. It's at SB Weekly.
Yeah, at SB Weekly.
There we go. At SB Weekly. Then don't forget, you got to talk into the mic. We're going to make you a star. You got to help us out. All right, we're going to go out to Wes because, again, if you listen before break, I'm not exaggerating. I don't exaggerate this stuff. I don't have to. I kind of, if you know.
Shows are podcasts, yeah, baby. Go back and listen to them all.
Exactly.
They're all
that's
online.
That's right. You know.
And they're all free.
And the only difference, I really think the only difference is because we use sixbetsagame.com as our data source and we're able to hit second half parlays that we put out before either of the games started. That was a pretty high point in the sixbetsagame.com data. I don't know. Did you see that, Wes?
Yeah.
That's pretty unique. Would you agree that's unique?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And so winners are nice, but what happens when you give me an over, I have it for the game, but I also have it for the first period. So
right.
And when you have overs, the only bet you can win before the game ends. Of course, unders are the only bet you're winning before the game begins. However, when I see that first score on that over, I had already cashed that, man, because you know what, it was 1.5.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often like that. It really doesn't. It
should happen more. Can we talk to somebody about that? It really should happen more.
Right. Is there an email we could send?
Exactly.
Somebody. Goal first period.
Get somebody on that.
Right. For this week, I actually like two games that are going off in about an hour and 15 minutes. There's only three teams that are still alive with stipulations for the playoffs, Boston, Philly, and Detroit. Boston plays at 11:30 Eastern time, or I'm sorry, 11:30 Central time. It's not a super high payoff, but I like the money line. Boston's been playing really good hockey. But two games ago, they beat Detroit 5-1. Patrice Bergeron, one of their bigger stars, he's just playing out of his mind. They're getting good goalie play. I really like Boston in the money line. And then Detroit is going.
All right, we have to stop. We have to stop right here because in that one movie with Pacino and they do the gambling and the guy or maybe we go trading places. Let our investors know on Twitter that Wes likes Boston because that game's going off in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So we got to get that one out. All right, second game.
And then Detroit's going to Madison Square Garden playing against New York. Detroit's getting pretty poor goalie play the last about 2 weeks. They're not getting great play out of their stars. This is their first year without Mike Babcock, and it really shows. Detroit is a favorite going into Madison Square Garden. I like the Rangers and the money line. It's plus 145. The Rangers can't change their playoff situation much. This would be the first time in 25 years that Detroit misses the playoffs by losing. But I believe they're going to miss the playoffs and the Rangers at home. Parlay them both together, play them individually.
And that's Boston, today? Those are both money. Today?
Yeah, they're both at 12:30 Eastern.
There you go. So we got about 20 minutes. All right, Wes, as always, appreciate all your time throughout the week, too.
Have a good week, boys.
All right, let's head out to you know what we're going to do? Let's go out to Tommy. We're going to get Tommy on the line. And the reason I want to get Tommy on the line, because Tommy is a multifaceted sports betting personality.
I am indeed.
Yes.
And that's an understatement. It really is. It really is.
And now that he can dance from his phone, he mambas, he cha-chas, he does it all, man. So I haven't heard from Billy V. As you know, Tommy, Billy V is our resident UFC expert, but you can handle anything that he can handle. Do you have anything? I'm trying to clear up. Maggie took a picture. I've got like 25 sheets in front of me. You know, where you normally sit, I've taken over, like, homesteaded it for my sheets. Anybody in Croatia you like tomorrow?
I'm refreshing on who's fighting.
Yeah, let's see. It starts early. It starts at 7:35 our time.
Where is it, in, like, Makar?
Croatia, somewhere, I think they said.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, I don't know the cities, but I know that they don't have as much snow as New Jersey does. So the final is at Faber Cruz. Sound like names you know?
Yeah,
no, that's
sure.
No, that's June. I apologize. That's June. So tomorrow is April 10th. Junior Dos Santos and Ben Rothwell is 4:35 Eastern, 1:35 our time. That looks to be the main event.
Dos Santos is, you know, he's an ex-champ. He should handle the business.
Yeah,
that's
it's a pretty even, -130 for Junior and Ben Rothwell +100.
Yeah, Dos Santos, yeah, he was the champ. He's the one that knocked out Brock Lesnar. He's one of the guys that knocked out Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, there you go.
Brock Lesnar lost his last three fights in the UFC. But, yeah, he's pretty tough. He's just a tough Mexican guy. You know, those guys will die before they ever quit in a fight.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some pride, no doubt about it. Okay, and then you heard about Ted Cruz making a run up the Republican nominee point spreads.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? He's not electable. Nobody likes that guy. Literally nobody likes that. The only reason he's getting any votes at all is because people don't like Trump.
It's a matter of who you don't like more.
Exactly.
But we've been following it because I know Greg likes giving us some compliments on the lines. The Democrats are up to -325.
Oh yeah, there's no way they're going to lose. Yeah, there's nobody out of on the GOP side that can actually beat Hillary Clinton. She's got too much money. She's got too much brain damage, and you know, truth be told, she's got more experience than anybody else that's running.
All right, so did you hear Ziggy by any chance this morning?
No, I did not.
I said, okay, here's what we got. At where are we? Eastern time. 5:30 Eastern is the Aqueduct Wood. 6 o'clock is the Keeneland Bluegrass. And then 6:30 is the Santa Anita Derby. And he said, well, they could have the wood. That was all he said, and he went to the next one. So anything you're thinking today?
Well, you know, I'll probably play them, but I haven't had a chance to look at the charts. I'm sure Pletcher's got a couple of horses in the wood, and I'm sure Baffert has a couple, or at least one good one in the Santa Anita. So,
you know, it's funny because normally, as you know, the Santa Anita Derby is a race that has a definite front runner from the Derby, but I think they've all run already. I think that there was other horses, the Nyquist and... even though Moy Hammond got beat, I think those are horses that are going to look like the favorites going to post time.
Nyquist got beat last week.
Oh, did he get beat?
Yeah.
I thought Nyquist beat Moy Hammond.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, the other way around. Yeah. I know the second choice horse won the race.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see. And then the last thing that we got on the ticket here is the golf, the Masters. Any opinions?
You know what? That kid's made to play that course, that Jordan Spieth. Rory, he's won it. He's got a green jacket, so I mean you can't. But and they're playing together today. They walk out, I think, at 3:25 our time, or maybe it's 12:25 our time.
Yeah, it'd be one of the last pair.
Yeah, but he.
Yes, they're sitting here after two rounds. They're sitting both at 2-1. So.
Oh, they're both at 2-1 now. Who's next on the list?
You know what? This is in alphabetical order, but there is a name on here that I love. Dustin Johnson is 17-1. He's in the top 10. He's like 4 shots off the lead. I think he's at even par after 2 rounds. -4 is the lead. But we took him early, -16, 16-1. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, let me throw my two cents in there. If you got a second,
just throw it in, Johnny. You don't have to ask.
The Masters. Let's put this in the proper perspective. Of the big four golf tournaments, in my opinion, this is the Super Bowl of golf, the Masters Golf Tournament. Two rounds left. No one shot in the 60s yesterday for the first time in 10 years. And, yeah, you can still bet with two rounds left. Spieth's at 2-1. Rory McIlroy's at 5-2. Phil Mickelson did not make the cut. But I'll tell you a guy who was, I think he was favored before the tournament. It's down to 12-1. I actually put a few shekels on Jason Day. You can get him at 12-1 right now.
There you go. Now, Johnny's got some history, Tommy, as you know, being from that neck of the woods. And you actually worked the tournament, didn't you, Johnny?
Yeah, I was a senior in high school. I worked in the concession stands with pimento cheese sandwiches, and I got to walk around the Augusta National. And, yeah, it was a hell of a lot of fun for a kid a few years ago.
Did you give Arnold Palmer a hot foot?
No, but he actually, Johnny told me the story. What happened is they asked for iced tea, but he was new to that concession stand, and he spilled some lemonade into the tea. And bingo!
That's the origin.
Bingo!
I always wondered how that came about, and now I know.
There you go.
I did try to take Lee Trevino to Red Lobster after the tournament, but he was booked up. He didn't have time.
From now on, I'm going to call, I'm going to ask for
a Johnny Dillon? Yeah, a JD. A 52
yeah,
JD.
Every waitress in America looking at me like he's a party.
Come on, man.
Can I get a 52 JD extra ice?
Anyway, the Masters.
All right, so now, Tommy, after break, you got to listen up because we got Jonathan from San Antonio calling in. And, you know, he...
Mr. Mack.
Yeah, well, he did pretty good until those teams were gone. But now he's been giving out some baseball plays, and he puts a lot of time and effort. You got to give the kid credit. He puts a lot of time and effort to it. We always talk about the why. Don't tell me who you like. I could pick a name, too. Vicky could pick a name. But you got to tell me why, because if I'm working hard to put my money down, and I'll tell you why I took Dustin Johnson, because I was listening to 1700 during the week, and some golf expert said, he's a long shot I might play, and that's how I won that money on Beck that time. Remember, I thought it was Jeff Beck? But I took the money either way. All right, Tommy, we'll talk to you later on.
Have a great weekend, Tommy.
All right, so we're in prime weekend mode. We got sheets everywhere. We're talking horse racing. We got a little bit of everything. But more importantly, when we come back, Jonathan from San Antone, it's Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Again, shouts out to the public. Last weekend, they started on Saturday with the Final Four. And between sixbetsagame.com and the show and the guys on Twitter, 10 straight winners. It's pretty cool. You know what? If you're even throwing in, Johnny, $15 parlays and you hit a few four, five-teamers, the next thing you know, you got some money to play with.
Hey, that's a lot of chicken dinners. You know, we need to call Colonel Sanders. I think we need a new sponsor. For next season,
no doubt about it.
KFC,
you know, actually,
baby.
I would lean the Pollo Loco, but we might get it. There's a local chicken place, like Chicks or something. I forget what it's called.
Okay.
You know, I like it grilled. I don't like it fried.
Okay.
All right. So we are entering our sixbetsagame.com segment, and again, it's pretty exciting. The first five inning. Run lines or lines with baseball, I think, are the thing that really makes sixbetsagame.com stand out. But we're going to go out to San Antone and talk to Jonathan because I think he's been doing some baseball. I know he's given out a few winners already this year.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good, good. So, big weekend. Now, cool. Do you take it one day at a time? Do you have an idea? Are you looking at pitchers? Is it teams? Is it matchups? What's your why?
One day at a time. It's one day at a time, definitely. Like earlier in the week, I bet on the Giants and the Brewers series. First two games, I was on the Giants. Third game, I was on the Brewers. Cashed all three. It's about the pitching matchup, and it's about the lineup. A lot of guys are going to, you know, some guys are not going to start, you know, depending on who they're facing. Before I jump into baseball, though, I do want to jump in real quick. I'm with you on the Masters tournament. I actually put a little money on Dustin Johnson. And Jason Day, actually. So Johnson has a chance. He's only four under, four behind right now. So I'm on that with you guys as well.
No, that would be, but, you know, for me, it's always neat because, again, I told you, you know, when I hit the album of the year with Beck a couple years back, it was because online there was a guy who said, I think he could beat Rihanna, was it? Or Beyonce. Beyonce was the favorite. And you would date her again. Right. And then the other thing was with Dustin Johnson. The first Johnson I see, I don't remember who I have because when it's not your play, it's a little different. There's no emotional attachment, Jonathan, you know? But there was another Johnson, and he wasn't doing well at all.
I think Zach was the
yeah, guy. Yeah. Right. Zach. It was Zach. It was Zach. So, yeah, so good luck with that. And it's all you're really asking for, guys, is to have your guy with a chance on the final round. That's all you want.
And correct. And that's right now we're looking at Jonathan Dean that way. It depends on how Steve plays today and how McElroy plays today. But he definitely has a chance to come through. But let's go baseball. I got a couple games. I want to say they're early. I know one of them is for sure early on the Yankees and the Tigers. And you guys know I don't really do a lot of over-unders. But baseball, I will. And actually, I love the over in this game. They got two pitchers that are really not playing well. CC Sabathia's at the end of his career. He had to go to alcohol rehab at the end of last year. But even before that, he wasn't pitching well. I think he finished the 4.2 ERA last year. This year coming in, Mike Pelfrey's also allowed 4.2 ERA last year. But this year coming in, both teams are averaging 7.5 and 9 runs respectively and allowing over 5. In this young year, I just think a lot of runs are going to be scored in Detroit. It's kind of a high over, a hate when it's a 9, but I would definitely take that over in that Yankees game.
Let's hold on right now, Jonathan. We'll use that as a teaching moment. And remember, guys, overs can't be too high. Unders can't be too low because at some point in time, if they go too high or too low, Jonathan, the action tilts all one way. Remember, they're not telling us, guys, and Jonathan, I know you know this, but we're using this as a teaching moment. I'm sure you guys realize that in a perfect world, they're not telling us their 9 runs are going to be scored. They're telling us 9 runs is the point where we can make a little money on either side, go outside, smoke a few cigarettes, come back in 3.5 hours, pay the winners, keep the money from the losers, and then we're happy. That's really what it is. So I like myself. I look for the highest over on the board, and I bet it. I look for the lowest under on the board, and I bet it. And I do that a lot, and it wins a lot.
Yeah, I just hate doing. I hate the 9. I love the 8. If I can get an 8, 8.5, like I'll say. And that if I'm going on the over, I like the 8.5.
Yeah, but if it gets to be 4-4 right early, you're in great shape.
Correct.
You can't lose a 4-4 game if you got the 9.
Yeah, both pitchers are going to get hit off. CC's really at the end of his career. I mean, this guy, remember, he was the opening day stud ace pitcher, you know, 7 years, 8 years in a row, and now he's the end of the rotation. So,
yeah, it's Tommy, Tommy's a big-time Yankee fan, so he's got some opinions on CC.
So let's see, a lot of runs in that game. My other game, I got one more game, guys, for you. I'm on the Milwaukee Brewers. It's kind of it's a small underdog. I think it's plus 125 is what I got it at. I think it might be down like 117 now. Astros are in for a down year. I think they overperformed last year, so I don't think they're not going to get the same pop. They lost Chris Carter, a lot of strikeouts, but a lot of home runs too. They got Doug Fister on the mound, who I think, besides his years in Detroit, really hasn't been spectacular. Last year he started well. With his first 3 starts. After that, he got rocked. He went to the DL, came back. Eventually, he was on bullpen duties, and they signed him to a big contract in Washington, too. He had 1 relief appearance against the Brewers, got rocked for 4 runs, 1 1/3. The only other time that Miller got rocked for 4 runs in 4 innings. This lineup handles Fister. 8.29 ERA coming in from spring training. I think he's going to get hit. Then you got Willie Peralta, who has struggled this year. He only had one appearance. He allowed 5 runs against the Giants. But the difference is, against the Astros, for the current lineup, they're only batting 4-for-26. So no home runs, all singles. So I think against this lineup, it favors Willie Peralta. You're getting a nice little home underdog. So I would be all over the Brewers.
Yeah, it's plus 125, and you're absolutely right. You don't get a lot of home dogs. And when I look, if I get a home dog, Jonathan, and I'm looking at the pitcher that's coming in, it's got to be a name that scares me.
Correct.
I don't,
correct.
You know, I'm some things about Fister scare me, but it ain't him.
Yeah, I know. Fister just, yeah. I think he had a couple good years in Detroit, but he really underperformed last year. And I don't know if it was the contract. He might have no weight on his shoulder this year. He might come out and pitch a little better. I just don't see it, man. The current Brewers lineup gets to him. Like I said, the Willie Peralta is really not the best pitcher, but he has a handle on the Astros lineup. So we're looking at a good small underdog today.
There you go. All right, always appreciate your help. We'll talk to you next time.
All right,
let's slide right over to Las Vegas. Before we get out to Marvin in Las Vegas, Johnny D, I thought you had some thoughts on something.
I got one more baseball. The game of the day, Major League Baseball. The Dodgers and Giants are going to have a hell of a series this weekend. Clayton Kershaw up against Mad Bum today. Clayton Kershaw, I saw him mow down the Padres last week. To me, he looks like he's in midseason form already. I think he is the best pitcher in the bigs. I like Clayton Kershaw on the run line. Dodgers -1.5 runs, +130. Dodgers tonight over Giants.
Well, you know what? Those are two big names. That's a marquee matchup early
in the
season.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
All right, Marvin. So talk to us. When's the WSOP start?
The WSOP starts the last weekend of May.
And that is the World Series of Poker. We got to get Tommy in that thing.
Yeah, man, you guys got to get some of this poker game going.
Tommy's a pretty good poker player. Tommy's a pretty good. Are you a pretty good poker player, too?
Oh, yeah. If you want to be a poker dealer, you better know how to be a poker player.
Yeah, no, and the bottom line is you also, because you watch so many hands and you see so many people, you see so many guys that are on the pro TV shows that were ex-dealers because it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think a couple years, I think it was Stevens who made he was one of the dealers and made the WSOP final table a couple years back, and I think he cashed in at like fifth or like, you know, 1 point something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a poker dealer.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so what are you thinking this weekend? Now, you're a guy that has given us Saturday and Sunday action, but when you wake up Saturday morning, are you really kind of focused on Saturday? Or do you know what's happening Sunday? What are you thinking?
Well, Saturday, when I wake up Saturday and I check the line on Saturday, I'm always looking to see movement, and I've already noticed some movement. The Golden State Warriors, you know, they're trying to go for history here, so it opened at 11. I knew it would move, but it's up to 13 now, but I'm still going to lay the 13. And I watched the phone interview with ESPN and Avery Bradley last night. You know, they're trying to move up to third in the East, so I'll take Boston on the money line in that game because I think Boston's really still trying to play and get some Ws. Right before the playoffs,
they've been playing well. I pay attention a little bit, mostly because of you guys, but they've been playing well.
Boston, I think they are the team. Brad Doherty was saying it last night on NBA Coast to Coast. They are the team that nobody really wants to play in the first round. Yeah. So I'm going to take Boston in that game and possibly on the main line. I think I'll take it on the main line. I'll take Golden State as well, like I said earlier. Cleveland, Chicago, I don't know how you guys feel about Cleveland. I'm going to take the Cavaliers to close out the Bulls and eliminate them from the playoffs today and get the 7. And in Minnesota, I know that they had a really, really nice win Tuesday night against the Golden State Warriors on the road in overtime, and Andrew Wiggins, he put on almost like a Jordan-like performance late in that game into overtime. And 8.5 is a lot against Minnesota right now, so I'll take the 8.5.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you mentioned Saturday morning. I've got a pretty standard routine Saturday morning now. It's going to be coming to an end here because we're doing our summer vacation, and I'm very much looking forward to a couple weeks off. So we're going to be we're finishing up today. Then we got another show next week. The show of the 23rd is going to be our last ESPN show for a few weeks, and then I'm going to take 2 weeks off. The first week I'm going to sleep. The second week I'm going to be partying at Del Mar with Johnny D and Tommy for our 17th straight Kentucky Derby. So we're pretty excited about that. But as always, Marvin, we'll be talking throughout the weeks, and we appreciate it.
I got a question from Marvin. You still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, Golden State's going for that record, 73 wins, all-time NBA record. They need to win the last three. I got Memphis. But I wanted to ask you about the San Antonio game next. What do you think?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Golden State's going to be favored in that game down in San Antonio with Golden State going for the record and Spurs being undefeated at home. I think the Spurs will probably be 2.5-point dog in that game, and I will take the Golden State Warriors to get the win and the cover.
All right, we're going to break, so we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, and when we come back, we're going to get Joe from Connecticut and Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the watcheverygame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at watcheverygame.com and you'll save $50 off of your watcheverygame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our championship footballs.com segment. You may have seen their Facebook page yesterday. The Denver Broncos colors are beautiful. That orange and blue just look great. It is not, you did okay season, footballs.com. It's not a, we're going to stay in L.A. or going to move to San Diego. Who really cares? Footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. So check them out. And if you use the promo code RADIO, you can save $50 off of any of their autographed footballs. Without hesitation, we are going to go out to one of the great friends of the show, which is wintertime from what I see from Joe in Connecticut.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So what's happening out there with the weather, man?
Morning, Joe.
It's hot. It's cold. It's snowing. It's hot. Forget it. You know, it's nice 70 degrees inside a Sports Haven here. So,
you know, I'd
like to stay in the sun.
There you go. We'll give a shout out to Striders. They're part of that Sports Tech, Sports Haven family. And as I mentioned earlier on the show, did you hear Ziggy this morning?
Who do you like today?
No. I got to tell you what happened. So I said, all right, here's what we have, Zig. And we got to get Maggie to cut that clip out because it was great. I said we got at 5:30 Eastern, we got the Wood. At 6, we got the Bluegrass. And at 6:30 East Coast, 3:30 our time, we got the San Anita Derby. I mean, that's $3 million races. He goes, they can take the Wood. That was his comment. And then he had some opinions in the Bluegrass, and he had some opinions at San Anita. But he was hoping for some rain at San Anita, and the way it looked this morning, it'll dry up pretty quick if it gets warm.
Yeah, so what I hear out there is the sun comes out and it gets warm. See, over here, the sun comes out, it doesn't get warm.
Exactly. You know what you could do? Here's what you can do. It worked for me. Go buy an airplane ticket one way. No, that one-way ticket does. It really puts a lot of pressure on you to get a job and a place to sleep. All right, so what are you thinking today? First of all, do any of the horses that are running today, do any of them really have a shot to beat Nyquist?
Nyquist is an interesting horse. You know, the knock on him now is, in any sport, somebody does something well, so now we got to beat him up for a little while. The knock on him now is everybody's worried about that extra eighth of a mile. I think that means less than people are, expecting. He's a tremendous animal. There's a couple nice horses running today. I say this all along. Kentucky Derby is all about the trip. So anything can happen the day of. But I'll tell you what, my pick threes and my doubles on Derby Day will be including Nyquist, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then you're absolutely right, because that Wednesday when they draw, in a 20-horse field, the draw has a little bit of importance.
Yeah, and you're getting your chalk at 5-1, 6-1. So, it's nice to have them in the exotic.
No, I love that aspect of Derby Day. And, normally here's what we do. We get there, Johnny and Tommy and I get there early. We have some breakfast. We do what we got to do.
Liquid refreshments.
Yeah, and then we start to look at the ponies. And I always just finish with the pick four. I remember one year I called your dad. I had four pieces live in the pick four. Of course, none of them won the Derby. But it was a great – remember, that last race is an hour and a half wait. And so if you got four pieces in a pick four on Derby Day and they're all 1,000 or more, it's a pretty good hour and a half. It's a depressing 2 minutes, but a pretty good hour and a half.
Yeah, you probably stay pretty hydrated too.
Very much so, and that's important. You know, to our sports betting fans, if you're going to be out in the sun on the patio at Del Mar in May when it's 78 degrees, you have to keep your intake, the fluids, high. You really do.
Hey, it's science. I'm not arguing with science.
That's right, baby. All right, so let's look at the we're going to look at the Wood, even though this is what we got when I think we talked to Ziggy about it. He went like this with his sheet. He just tore it in half.
Ah.
What about you? You got anybody in the Wood?
Yeah, so in the Wood, trainer Leah Giramonte has the two horse. Ran third in a couple of preps, ran third in the Gotham. I think he's an interesting animal. You know, I feel like we've been talking about these races a lot, and we've been landing on, hey, I think the chalk is going to win, but I'm going to try to beat him. You know, at some point, the chalk isn't going to win one of these prep races, and we're going to get a little price. So I like the two. It's a short field. They have a nice card today at Aqueduct. They're off the inner dirt. So I like the two in the Wood Memorial.
Yeah, you mentioned cards. You know, when we get to Santa Anita, we're definitely going to talk about that card because of the fact that it's got a lot of zeros, a lot of zeros. So what about Keeneland? Now, Keeneland would be 30 minutes later. Now, can you do at the Sports Tech and Sports Haven and Striders, do they have, I don't know, California versus Connecticut OTB, can you do parlays?
So today they have an all-stakes pick four. It's got, I think it has the Carter and the Wood from Aqueduct, and it has the Bluegrass and the Madison, I think, from Keeneland today. So there is an all-stakes pick four. I think Keeneland's hosting it. I can't pick one lately. So
No. Trust me. You know, it's no different than with parlays. You know, I tell people, the only reason I bet parlays is because I got a couple bucks in my account. But otherwise, it's hard to pick one winner, never mind three,
Yeah, it's tough late. I mean, it's that time of the year where the tracks are switching seasons. Aqueduct's coming off the inner dirt. They're moving to Keeneland. There's a lot of moving parts. And this is when the game gets interesting. And usually, either the big favorites win or, you get some really nice prices. And, Keeneland has been a little dry, but I think it's going to start picking up soon.
Well, Ziggy did have opinions on the Keeneland. He likes Cherry Wine and Crescent Drive, the 3 and the 5.
That's who we like.
That's who Ziggy Keeneland likes in Keeneland.
Yeah, I looked at Keeneland a bit. I think it's the 3. I think we landed on the same horse, Dale Roman's horse. I think he's going to get far behind. I'm a little worried about that. But, you know, it's not Gulfstream where, you know, you got to be towards the front. So I think he has a nice chance. You're going to get a nice little price on him as well.
He's not afraid to come from the moon because his last four starts, he's got two wins, a second, and a fourth. Actually, you can go back to his last five starts. You get a check if you're a horse if you finish fourth or more, right, usually?
Yeah, I think even up to fifth gets a check now.
So he's getting checks. He's getting checks, but he's coming from, you know, 14th, 8th, 7th, 9th, you know?
Yeah, Keeneland usually plays pretty fair, too. So I think he's got a better chance than, you know, if you were running at Gulfstream or Santa Anita where it's a little more speed favoring. So I'll probably take a shot there.
And let's look at Santa Anita because, like I said, the car to me, you know, I have some very strong opinions about the status of horse racing in America, thoroughbred racing specifically. Not that I don't like a good trotter I love the sprints, you know, with the Santa, what do they call those? The quarter horses. I love those.
Yeah, the quarter horses.
I love sprinting. But you know what? Here's what you got. The 7th is $400,000. The 8th is the million Santa Anita. Race 9 is the 100,000 Thunder Road Stakes, the 200,000 Echo Eddie, and then race 11, the Evening Jewel. So 4, 15. You got almost $2 million in 5 races. You know what? That's going to get some quality, and that's what they need to have every day. You know, they need to have that every day. And you don't have to run horses every day. There's not football games every day, you know? There's not NASCAR. UFC does okay, Joe. You know, don't you ever notice UFC does okay?
Yeah, you know, out in Europe, they have these fairs where they run, you know, large purse cards for 3-4 days, and then they don't run for a few months.
Yep.
I think that's the way to go. But, you know, I didn't actually have an opinion in the Santa Anita Derby today.
Well, then we'll use Ziggy's opinion.
Wait, who did Ziggy like?
Ziggy likes Dancing Candy, the 3. He likes the 6, Iron Rob. But if it's wet, there's any moisture, he's looking at Diplodocus. I don't know. The 9. He says he's 30-1. What did he say, Johnny D? He wants him to be 50-1 at post time. I think he said 50-1.
Something like that.
He gave us a 90-1 shot once that was in the lead for like 3/4 of the race. So you never know with Ziggy.
Yeah, you know, Ziggy's on the ball. You know, you don't have an opinion. He's not a bad guy to follow.
No. And he did, you know, it's been a while. He gave us a couple cold Derby winners early. Yeah, we're talking, you know, I've been talking to Ziggy about the Derby for 30 years now. But then it's been a while. We keep using his horse, but, you know, what are you going to do? Sooner or later, he's got to break his snap, you know?
Yeah, sooner he's got to break his maiden soon, right?
All right, good luck today, buddy.
Hey, good luck, guys.
Hey, let's get out to Squeak in Connecticut. Squeak, we just talked to Joe from Connecticut. Do you know Joe?
I don't know Joe, but I heard you talking.
Yeah, so you know Zig, though, right?
I know Zig.
He does know his ponies. He knows his ponies.
Yeah, he does. I always say, if Ziggy tells you a horse and I told you a horse, bet Ziggy's horse.
So what are you thinking? Got any opinions today?
Oh, I was looking at the race you were just talking about, the Bluegrass.
Right.
I don't think Cherry Wine is a bad horse. The horse got a shot. I sort of like My Man Sam.
My Man Sam, and that would be number
14.
14. Oh, wow, the last sheet. Do you know anything about these AEs? Are they out?
I don't know. I didn't go look up. I didn't look anything up on the TV yet. I've had enough trouble reading the form so far.
Yeah, all right. So we got you, Squeak. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, John.
John, we've got a minute. Finish up.
Hey, I'll just throw out my buzzer-beater baseball picks for today. Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago White Sox, L.A. Dodgers, all run line plays. Good luck. Have a great sports weekend.
You got Masters action, though, right?
Yeah, Jason Day at 12-1.
And that's who
he was
Jonathan, right, in San Antonio has him, too.
Yeah. I think yeah, he does.
Maggie, anything to add?
Kings, go Kings.
There you go.
All right. Maggie's in the house.
Not sure she knows the line, but we're not going to worry about that. And then, as always, you know, follow us on Twitter at SB Weekly. You can go to the Facebook page. And then in about an hour, hour and a half, sportsbettingweeklylive.com will have the podcast. As always, Sports Betting Weekly, always be cashing.